that would help the house sell. I know that Jesus decided that that was not the right thing to do because it didn't. For me, and I'm not saying Anthony doesn't have powers, because I guess other people at work, but for me, then I think Jesus is going, no, not yet, because we want you to come to be the house that you're going to be in. So, thank you, Jesus. But, we all have those ideas of saints and how we use them, but we say that we don't have them as a Protestant church. But then, the reality is, think about the names that we give our churches a lot of them. Saint Matthew. St. Mark's, St. David's, St. John's, St. Paul's. There's the St. Barbara's, even, after my mom. Not named after her, but that's my name. So think about it. We have all these churches that we name as saints. I think we do value the gift they have. And we, as the people at Bethel Lutheran Church, let me let you in on a little secret. Guess what? Come here. We have an all saints window. Yeah, this Protestant Lutheran church has a window we call All Saints. I think we have a special person thanking that verse, Dr. Christensen at. There he is. Dr. Christensen, we have you to thank this beautiful window. Thank you very much. And the good Reverend Doctor there can explain this probably even better than I'm going to give a shot today. And because as long as we gather all these All Saints, it's important for us to look up here and see kind of what this is portraying for us as the people of God. Us Protestants finding that these saints hold a very special place in our lives. So it starts at the very top, the very beginning right there. That is the hand of God coming down.
And it is in the sign of the blessing posture of the hand. And that is a reminder to us that anything that we have in our lives, everything that we have in our life, is a gift from God. Indeed, that is a symbol and a reminder to us that God has blessed us. That God has sent God's blessing upon us. That God has come and called and named us as His own and named us as His own children. And God has called us good. God has claimed us. That anything that we have in our lives is a gift from God. Everything that we have. And so, it's particularly who we are and how we live our lives. We can dare to call ourselves saints of God primarily and exclusively because of what God has done first for us. Not because of what we do, not how perfect we may or may not live our lives, but in what God has done in blessing us and naming us as His own. As He did at our baptism right here for so many of us, God has come and said, "You, my child of God, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever." Whenever I do that for a baptism, I put my hands in that same posture. So that, at the very beginning, reminds us that God claims us as God's own children, as God's own blessed creation. And then if you follow straight down, it leads us to what is the treasure of the church. Remember how we talked last week about the Reformation, and we talked about the 95 Theses, and I said the most important was number 62, which says, I'm not asking you to remember what it says, but it said that the true treasure of the church is the gift and the promise and the witness and the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so you have the blessing of God coming down, and the treasure of the church are the words that are seen there in the saint at the very center, the rock, Peter, St. Peter. And he's holding the keys. If you'll remember in Matthew, it talks about St. Peter being given the keys to the kingdom. And it's not him specifically or his particular personal role. It is his profession. His profession is the treasure of the church. And his profession was this: "Who do people say that I am?" Jesus asked the disciples. And Peter said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of God." And it is that profession that becomes then the rock, the promise, the good news that gives us our call in the world. So then, go up to the top left. And you see, I know like here at church, we have a council, we also have an executive team. And the executive team of the disciples were John, was Peter, and then two brothers, James and John. Guess who are right there? At the very top, it's John. It's Saint John, and he is wearing clothes that are pilgrim. That are pilgrim clothes, clothes of one who is going on a journey, reminding us that the call of the people of God is to take that promise, to take that most glorious treasure of God's presence in our lives in Jesus Christ, and taking that on the road and going and sharing that. Indeed, you see, there is a baptismal shell on his traveler's pilgrim's purse there. And as he is traveling with his staff, as he's walking, he is being called from his baptism, as we all are. The baptism where God named us and claimed us as his own. He calls us out into a journey of sharing that good news. At the very bottom then, there is his brother, John's brother, James. And to go out on a journey like this is a journey that you have to go and have. It means you have a lot of faith, a lot of trust that God is going to be with you and guide you. And that's what James represents. You see, you might not have ever noticed this before, but right up there in the cup there is a snake. Now, that's not to say that James was really the founder of Slytherin. Okay? That's not that at all. What that means is, you might remember from the 16th chapter of Mark, it tells a story of James being so full of faith that you could drink poison and even be bit by a snake. And if you were, you could live. We've talked about that in the past. Well, we don't subscribe to that necessarily as the people of God, but what we do subscribe to that as Lutherans is that that represents faithfulness. That represents such a deep faith in God. And so James, being also a fisherman, you'll see the net down there, he is going out to fish for people too. So James and John are sent. And then, if you go over to the right, we have two other people. And at the very top, we have St. Augustine, who was a great reformer and teacher in the church. And it was a reminder of having a heart on fire. And that's what that is. That is a heart. That's not an apple. Okay? That's a heart on fire for God. And that's who Augustine represents. And right below him, well, you better know who that is. That's Martin Luther. And he's nailing up his 95 theses. The reformers, in different ways, that they came to teach the church to us and to continue this message, this treasure of God's grace, of God's love as seen in Jesus Christ. And now, all of those are important and special, but I think even the good Reverend Dr. Christensen would agree with me that the bottom three are perhaps the most poignant and important for us. You see, these are the pictures of the saints today. And you'll notice on the left that there are pictures of farmers, of people who were picking, those are apples, people who were picking apples. The actual work with your hands in the creation, the people who do that. In the middle, and this shows you how awesome God is, I would imagine that was originally intended to be a sewing machine, but it looks like somebody doing computer work to us today, doesn't it? So look at the holy work of God and how people use their hands maybe to sew and to do those things, but also the people who are working with computers and the wonderful way that they communicate work in this world. And then on the right-hand side, you have educators, you have pastors, you have lawyers, you have nurse, you have surgeon, teachers, you have all of those represented in those paintings, and it tells us that the great saints of God, the wonderful gifts that they give us, those gifts are also seen today in you. We will think about and we will name the saints who we lift up who have passed away this year, but be mindful of this, that their lives represent and through their faith represent this same treasure, this treasure of God's love and grace is seen in their lives as they impacted our own. You know, you may never have a church named after you. You probably won't. But God will name moments after you. Events. Special situations where you become the saint that God is using to bring this message of hope and promise and good news and blessing. You will be the saint who God takes and says, please help to mold this person towards my call and will. Help to give this person the words that they need to hear so that they can take that next step and along their journey of life and faith. You will be my saint today. Because you were baptized. Because you have been claimed by God. In a very real and practical way. That means God can use you and will use you. And will impact your life with those around you who are also called from their baptism and blessed as the mighty saints of God. There's a great song, hymn, called Rise Up, O Saints of God. And indeed, as you live your life, as you remember your baptism, as you remember those saints that have gone before you, remember that you too are called to rise up. And to rise up in the unique way that you are you, so that God can take you and use you to bring blessing and hope and the good news of God's blessing and treasure to this world.